At the 1977 Summer Consumer Electronics Show held in Chicago, we talked to Mr. William Caulfield, Director of Product Development for TIAC Corporation of America. We asked Mr. Caulfield to give us a general rundown of the various tape deck systems on the market today.
We really have four systems. The open reel is the old original system. It's still around, and I suppose it will still be around for many years because it's still the best system. The advantage of reel-to-reel is it's faster speed and wider tape, therefore giving a better fidelity. One of the disadvantages of reel-to-reel is that you have to thread it like a sewing machine. The next system that was introduced, of course, was 8-track cartridge. The cartridge is a continuous loop system. It still utilizes the same width of tape as reel-to-reel, quarter-inch wide tape. It records at 3 3/4 inches per second. It was very, very handy for the automobile manufacturers in the mid-60s up until the early 70s. It's a very inexpensive little transport to design and build because a lot of the mechanism is actually in the cartridge itself. Being a continuous loop, you don't have to have a very complicated mechanism. Cassette is rapidly replacing 8-track. It utilizes tape only half as wide as an 8-track cartridge. It's actually two little reels inside a piece of plastic. Cassette's disadvantage is slow speed, very skinny tape. The new system that was just introduced is called L-cassette. It takes some of the advantages of reel-to-reel and some of the advantages of cassette. The width of reel-to-reel, the speed of reel-to-reel, but with the packaging convenience of cassette.
We asked Mr. Caulfield to set a basic guideline for buying the right tape deck to fit a particular system.
The rule of thumb is, the wider the tape and the faster the speed, the better the fidelity. However, we do a tremendous job of making something as small as a little cassette sound darn good considering how slow it is. A consumer literally has to make a decision on how good a fidelity does he want. He has to ask himself, what is the rest of the system going to be? Obviously, he's not going to need the ultimate in reproduction from a tape recorder with only, say, a $300 or $400 system. But if he's invested $2,000 or $3,000 in a system and he wants to really demonstrate the ultimate recording and reproduction of his total system, then he should consider reel-to-reel or have both.
We then asked whether there were any problem areas to look for when buying a tape deck.
The biggest problem with a tape recorder is the mechanics. Therefore, the first thing you look for is the mechanics. How well is it made? Electronics will follow. If the machine is mechanically well designed, by and large, it has good electrical characteristics, but you've got to get a good balance between the two.
Mr. Caulfield then commented on the more important specifications to look for in a tape deck.
Today, we find that most cassette decks can record very easily 13, 14, 15,000 hertz. Signal to noise, which is, of course, how loud can you record the tape without it distorting compared to how quiet the basic recorder is. The distance between those two measurements is the signal to noise ratio. The state-of-the-art decks today are very, very good. It's very difficult to choose from one brand to another by pure specifications.
Another consideration in selecting a recording system for personal use is blank tape. Mr. Caulfield had this to say.
It's becoming quite a hassle for the consumer to buy a machine and then decide what kind of tape to buy because there's a tremendous amount of blank tape out. Fortunately, most manufacturers of recorders have a complete chart inside that we attempt to keep up with the various blank tape products that are coming out. So we and the blank tape manufacturers try to work very closely for matching up blank tape with machines.
Finally, we ask Mr. Caulfield to comment on future developments in tape recording in the audio industry.
Technically, I think that you'll see a lot of work done in the future in new methods of storing and retrieving. It can be something as exotic as a digital recorder, where we record just digital information on tape. And maybe someday it won't even be tape that we'll be storing it on.